This is Avi Uniglicht, your tech concierge, and you're listening to Tech Talk Tips and Observations. You can be part of the show. Just call in, ask a question, contribute a comment, and I look forward to hearing from you. You can reach me anytime at www.askavi.com. Thanks for tuning in. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Tuesday, April 17, 2018. Do you use Google like you use the 411 information service? Maybe you don't remember, but on our traditional plain old telephone service, you could pick up a landline and dial 411 and get a real live operator on the other end. And you could say, can you please give me the number for ABC Construction Company or whoever you're looking for? And they would give you the phone number. Now, one thing you wouldn't do is call 411 and give them the phone number and ask them to give you the phone number or the phone number you just gave them. Now, that's funny, doesn't it sound? If you already know the number, why would you call information? But I find that many users have relied on Google to do just that. They know exactly what website they're going to. As a matter of fact, they likely type in the URL, the Uniform Resource Locator, that www.address that you all know, and you type it into the Google search box rather than the address bar at the top of your browser. Some people don't even know what a browser is. They call Google a browser, just like they call Yahoo a browser or Bing a browser. No. They're all search engines, although Google can get you confused because Google has the Chrome operating system as well as the Google Chrome browser. So people use the word Google interchangeably to represent both the search engine and the browser, the software that you use to negotiate websites through your different devices, right? So what I find both confusing and also a security risk is this. When you as a user go to Google and you type in a particular URL into the search box, you may not get the genuine article. For example, let's say you're looking for a major department store, Macy's, for example. You type in Macy's.com in the address bar. Now, you may very well get the actual website, the authorized real deal, but you may also find that you have gotten an advertisement that someone maliciously pushed into the Google top of the search engines, which often happens. And then you click on it and you get compromised. You get compromised because why? You may log into that website because you do business with them. And now the criminals have your username and password. And you may not get to your data. Obviously you wouldn't, but you've already entered and been compromised by entering your information there. So I encourage you, if you know the information that you're looking for, avoid the search engines. Type it directly into the address bar at the top of your browser. Type in that www.macys.com there, and you'll go directly to their website. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Don't worry about the browser search engine. Go directly through the browser and get directly where you're going. Call that number. Dial the number directly. Don't ask information to give you a number you already know. Hopefully that makes sense, and I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. Perhaps you've done the exact same thing I've explained, and you've gotten into trouble. Maybe a pop-up came up and told you that your machine was infected when you clicked on one of those links. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So as always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations, as I do on my podcast episodes, at anchor.fm/ASK. AVIE. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. Type that directly in. Don't go searching for it. I hope you have a tremendous week.